Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Five-hour energy. Go. When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. Five-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
And he is on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, Rose Rotation, NFL Network. He's all over the place. We love him. He is Chris Rose. Hi, Chris. How are you?
Hi, Chris.
Hello, gentlemen. How are you?
How are you?
Good.
Good. DTR is your starting quarterback on Sunday. Your thoughts?
Yeah, about what expected. I mean, doesn't surprise me. They have to look at a guy they've got under contract for the next 2 years to see if he's good enough to at least be the backup. This is not, in my opinion, hey, is he good enough to save us for what's going on in the quarterback room? Because I don't see that. The bit that we've seen DTR play, he hasn't shown anything that has made us lean in that direction. So to me, this is to see, is he trustworthy enough? Because last year, what they figured out was, no, he wasn't. Right? I mean, that's why they brought Jameis Winston in, was to be a veteran guy that would back up. And if Deshaun got hurt, then we'll go that direction. So now they have to figure out whether or not they've got a viable backup quarterback. That's the way I see it.
Chris, you're in beautiful Los Angeles, California. Mm-hmm. He played his college football at UCLA in Los Angeles. What was the feeling about him as a college quarterback?
Great. He's a great kid. He's awesome. He's, you know, I still have questions about his arm. Like, I want to know, when you think about arm strength, for example, people think, oh, well, can he throw it 70 yards? There were, you know, what, 1,000 passes last week. Let's just throw that number out. How many of them were more than 50 yards? Like,
five?
Right.
Who knows?
That's not arm strength. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about, can he throw it 30 yards across the field when there's a little bit of wind coming at you? Like, those sort of throws. Those are the ones I want to see him make. And if you're playing quarterback in the month of December, people could say, well, you need to be able to run the football. Well, that's BS. You're still firing the ball all over the yard. That's what the game has become today, with the rules the way they are and the ease with which passing games can kind of develop. So in the month of December and January, there's still plenty of teams throwing the football. So I want to see if he can do that. And he's going to get a shot to do it. And some interesting weather patterns in Cincinnati, Cleveland, and Baltimore over the last 3 weeks. Because I do think, even though Kevin said it's week to week, I think that barring an injury, he'll be starting each of those games.
Kevin also said Dustin Hopkins will be back this week. And Ian Rappaport now reporting the Falcons are signing Riley Patterson off the Browns practice squad onto their 53-man roster. So Riley Patterson, and we kind of Kevin kind of alluded to the fact that he'll be signing with another team real quick, too. So
somebody's going to come get him.
Yeah, that's what he said. So
someone's going to come and get him.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's easy.
It's kind of daunting sounding, isn't it, Chris?
He sounds like he's a double agent, doesn't he?
A little bit, yeah, yeah. For Dustin, it's just hopefully getting mentally right over these last 3 weeks. It's incredible how it's just fallen apart at virtually every turn with this team. It's been demoralizing, and, you know, he had one of the great, great seasons, I think, in kicking history. Forget about Cleveland last year.
He was great.
Mm-hmm.
He went 8 for 8, I think, from 50-plus, and the number of games that he won was astounding. And now it's like, you know, we're trying a 32-yarder, and you're buckling up for turbulence, and all of a sudden you're like, oh, God, we hit another air pocket. So
It's funny you talk about where they were and where they are now. When the NFL got together in the offseason and said, hey, let's put the Browns in all these spotlight games at the end of the year, and now all of a sudden you got this game against the Bengals, which is like, it's a hot potato. Like, nobody wanted to touch it. You went from, Amazon on Thursday to Fox, like, I don't want the game. CBS, you can have the game. And now they're sitting there on Sunday, and I don't know. In a lot of ways, it's heartbreaking, but I'm still trying to figure out what I want to watch for as far as moving forward with this team. And you know, you got some guys banged up, and Njoku's banged up. I don't know. I want them to play spoiler, but Chris, help me. I just don't know what I want from this team the last 3 weeks of the season, because I still want a good draft pick, too.
Two words for you.
Yeah.
Mock draft. Did I sneak it in? You got it in.
We think we've got Menigan to turn the corner.
Yeah,
there's no way we can't say the word draft over the We have beaten down Menigan. Yeah, I guess you're right. It's about draft. It's about watching college football coming up this weekend, huh?
Yep, that's what it's about. And it's a bad way to live. It's a bad way to live. And you sit here, and most years you're like, God, we could end up with 3 wins. What does that mean? We're picking 1 or 2. We're picking 7. You're like,
I know.
How the hell is the rest of the NFL that bad? I cannot remember having this many poor teams at the same time. Now, you know, I mean, you better believe, like, I'm a Jacksonville fan down the stretch, and I was begging for Carolina to come up with a win last week. First time in 2 years that they were actually favored in a game, and they barely showed up against the Cowboys. So I'd love to be able to move into that top 5, because even if it's not quarterback there, they just need to get an elite player in a draft where it falls off pretty quickly.
Chris, this leaves me and Chris Rose joining us from the NFL Network. The move to DTR, and I understand the concept of you want to see what you have. To me, it also means we've seen enough of Jameis to know that we don't think he's our starting quarterback next year, so we don't need to play him anymore. Because if you thought there was still a chance of that, wouldn't you play him to get him more familiar with everything that's going on and maybe for more opportunity for Kevin and Ken Dorsey to work with him? It just makes me think that they've turned the page.
Well, he's been in this league 10 years. Is there anything that surprised you about his play since he became the starting quarterback on both the positive and the negative side? Anything?
You were like, God, I didn't know that.
I was hoping that working with Sean Payton and the little bit that he had with Payton in that second year when he was pretty good at protecting the football might have carried over. And it didn't look like it here, certainly.
So it's interesting. Obviously, I work with a Hall of Famer in Kurt Warner,
sure,
who does talk to quarterbacks. And Jameis is one of the guys, I don't think I'm speaking out of turn here, that Jameis is one of the guys that he has conversed with this year. And we were talking about it, and I said, Kurt, what? You know, you saw him up close because Kurt also does the radio call on Monday Night Football. I said, you saw him up close in Denver, which was the, like, most amazing Jameis game ever.
Yep.
Almost 500 yards passing, but a pair of pick sixes. Could have been another one. I said, what is it? He goes, Chris, believe it or not, like, most of his decisions are really, really good. But then we saw him get picked off in the end zone last week by Brian Cook, where he threw the ball deep downfield. I think he was looking for Elijah Moore. And Kurt is like, You cannot make that throw. Like, the backside safety is going to be there 10 out of 10 times. And for anybody who has played as much football as he has, he's got to know that. And, you know, we would try and decipher why he was trying to make those throws. And you know, there's just some things that it feels like are irreparable.
Yeah.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
And that's the thing. I've always liked him, and I love when he's on. He's so much fun, and he's very good. But it's exactly that, and that's what I was hoping. I wanted to get a good look and see maybe did Sean Payton get through to him? And at least in the sample size we've seen here, Chris, I think the answer is no.
No, I mean, this is when we're done, and they're doing an NFL Films, you know, 8-minute piece on Jameis Winston's time in the NFL. I don't know how much of the piece gets dedicated to his what will likely be 1 year stay in Cleveland.
Yeah.
But it's been interesting. As I tweeted out with him, doing the Jameis Winston experience just as an NFL fan is incredible. It really is. Because there have been so few quarterbacks that will keep his team and the other team in the game at the same time. But when you have to experience it on your team, you are like tightening your seatbelt. You are making sure that you're mentally prepared for whatever the next 3+ hours brings, because it's unlike any experience I've ever seen before. It really is incredible.
Mm. Chris, I got one last question for you. Is there anybody you're watching for in particular over these next couple of weeks for college football that would be like, this is a guy I'd like to see on the Browns? If not, if it could be anybody, but I'm just curious.
Yeah, I will not be watching offensive linemen on LSU in Texas.
Okay.
Although that's who I should be watching. So what will I be doing instead? I'll be calling Daniel Jeremiah. Daniel gives me a list of guys.
Ah.
I was like, and so I will bring that to you
okay.
as well.
Oh, thanks.
So, will you send it to me? I'd love to see his list.
I would rather
just
watch
tell me.
These four playoff games just to watch and enjoy the playoff games. I can't sit here because everything changes when you take them out of the college vacuum and then
true.
Put them in the NFL, right? It's the
yeah.
ability to project. Because if it was the other way around, then Tim Tebow would be on his way to Canton.
Good point. Chris, enjoy all the football this weekend, especially because we have it like every day. Moving forward,
right.
starting Wednesday forward next week. So look forward to seeing everything that you do and that you do so well. Thank you, my friend.
Thanks, bud.
Much appreciated. We'll talk soon, guys. Thank you.
Bye, Chris. Happy holidays. He is Chris Rose. Of course, you know him from the Rose Rotation, BattleBots, Pride in Northeast Ohio, NFL Network. See him all over the place. So, I thought he said some interesting stuff. Let's come back. We'll talk about that. We are going to hear some quarterback talks as we go back out to Berea here in a few moments, too. 216-474-0092.